Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The hottest show in radio.
We're talking rain, force, sweaty.
It's Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Hi, welcome back to Merloni and Fourier here on a Patriots Monday. It is 2:30. It's time to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mac Jones. Our quarterback interview is brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Mac Jones. Mac, how you doing, man? Lou and Christian here.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good, man. 5-4, above 500. You guys have won three straight, starting to feel pretty good about yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it is good. We're in the win column, and we just got to keep working.
So let me ask you, so the way you guys have been running the ball, I mean, seemed like a very physical game yesterday, and the way you guys are playing defense, do you feel like that takes a little bit of pressure off of yourself to go out there and kind of perform?
Yeah, I think it's all complementary football, and we want to be able to run or throw at any time in the game. And yeah, it was a little bit of a weird game. Like, we got up a little bit, so we ran a little bit more, but I think we just need to be able to do both run or pass whenever we want. The running backs ran really hard and got those extra yards, and the linemen created the holes and then finished the blocks downfield. So it's kind of how you want to play the game of football.
So, Mac, walk me through the Brian Burns sack fumble where you ended up grabbing his ankle. Can you kind of talk to me about what happened, what you saw, and how that all progressed?
Yeah, after I got hit pretty hard, I didn't really know exactly what was going on. I thought he had the ball, and it was my job to try and make the tackle, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, obviously when you get up and see the ball is actually down the field a little bit more, it was just a bang-bang play, and I didn't mean to hurt anybody or anything like that. I was just trying to tackle him and make the play because, you know, I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, there was so you had, like, guys like Hassan Reddick and even, I think, Matt Rhule mentioning this play. Like, they want the league to look into that. How does that make you feel when you hear that they're actually trying to make sure you get fined?
I mean, I think it's just, like I said, during the game, no one's out there besides the players, and I just thought that's what happened, and I had to make the tackle. So I did what I did in real time, and it kind of just is what it is.
You know, a lot of people bringing up Brian Burns. You guys play against each other in high school? So this kind of rivalry goes back a long, long time. Do you remember playing against him? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, and he's a great defensive end, and he's been that way for a long time. And he was great at Florida State and then obviously played well in the NFL and has done a great job. So I have no hard feelings against him or anybody on the team. And they had a great defense, and statistically they're really good. And when you get a chance to go against a good defense, it's always a lot of fun. So,
do you guys have like a rivalry? Were there ever issues between the two of you other than just two good players going up against each other?
No. I mean, I was young in high school, and I don't even know if he even knew who I was at the time. So he probably doesn't even remember, but there's no, like, beef or anything like that.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you never got suspended. You never got sent to the principal's office. So if you end up getting fined, I feel like this will be a new, you know, like, little accomplishment for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I think it's just hopefully they see it how I saw it in the game, and they don't look too much more into it because that's what it was. So,
So I'm looking at that first quarter, like the first couple series that you guys had. Lots of procedural penalties. Just it looked like you guys weren't ready to play based on all the penalties that were being thrown. Like, how do you go about making sure that doesn't happen and you guys start fast?
I think it just goes back to practice and executing those plays in practice. And the plays that we do well in practice usually turn out to be good in the game. So if we can do that better, then the game comes and it's just second nature. So I think it's just also hard on the road. I mean, it's not an excuse, but sometimes you just have to get off to a fast start so you don't put yourself behind the sticks. And we did that early on. And a lot of it was my fault, just communication-wise, just making sure we're on the same page. But we got to find a way to just start fast and continue to play fast.
So we're talking to Mac Jones. And, Mac, I wanted to ask you about your two running backs, the young running backs in this game, Harrison, Stevenson. You know, we just look at physical, bruising running backs, but starting the show, especially Stevenson yesterday, a little dump pass you had to him, good hands. Just they seem like very complete players. When you look at them, you just think they're bruisers, but they can catch the ball.
Yeah, I think all the running backs, Damian, Mondre, Brandon, JJ, when they all do a great job in practice, and it shows up in the game, and they run hard. Mondre's starting to, you know, become himself and run how he knows how to run, and Damian's doing a great job in all phases of the game, and Brandon, same thing, JJ. I mean, when they have the ball in their hands, they're going to make explosive plays, and that's obviously what a running back's supposed to do, but it's also the other things that people don't see in pass protection and, you know, in practice, just knowing what to do and when they don't have the ball. So they're great team players, and they'll continue to play hard. And I do like how they're running it right now, and it's a lot of fun to watch when they, you know, make a big play or run somebody over or stiff arm. And that makes it awesome to see from, you know, in the back there.
So, Mac, obviously in this game, I think Patriot fans are watching, you know, Steph Gilmore out there, and he comes up with that first interception. So take me through that play. What happened on that interception?
Yeah, obviously you made a good play. I think it was just a little bit of a miscommunication, and we kind of just ran into each other, and I shouldn't have thrown it, you know, when I did. But it was just a play where I should have called it quits and just thrown it away. It wasn't really the exact look we were looking for. So I learned from that, and obviously Steph's a great player, and he made a great play, and yeah, that's pretty much all there was to it.
You know what, sometimes you just, I mean, that is, could be as simple as that. Like, the other guy's pretty good. Like, he's a vet. Like, he's, you know, because you really haven't had any, you never went up against him in practice, right? Because he's been hurt, though. He was hurt the whole time.
Yeah, and it's definitely someone you have to know where they're at on the field at all times, and he does a great job. You know, just running the routes for the receivers sometimes when you watch him on tape, and he's just always around the ball, and he's a good player. But we also have really good receivers, and like I said, on that play, it was just kind of one of those plays that it wasn't exactly how we thought it was going to play out. So I can save the play by just throwing it away.
So just real quick, so it was a Jonnu Smith to the flat and Jacoby Myers on like a slant route. Was that a design, you know, pick play to get either Jonnu open or Jacoby open?
No, it wasn't a pick play or anything like that. It was just one of our base plays that we have, and it's not like a confusing play or anything, but I think it just played out differently than how we'd run it in the past, and it kind of just it played out like that and maybe looked different than what it was supposed to look like.
All right, Mac, one of your teammates, even in Alabama, Christian Barmore. So we're starting to get our first looks at him. More importantly, we're starting to hear him for the first time yesterday in the postgame. And it was like an electric factory from the jump with this guy. Why have they been keeping him from us? And has Christian Barmore just always been like this, even in your time in Alabama?
Oh, yeah. Barmore is a great dude. He's definitely like a larger-than-life type guy. And, yeah, I mean, he's always been like that. He's always had fun, you know, playing the game, and he just loves getting after the quarterback. So I'm glad that he's on my team, you know, in college and in the NFL, because he's a great player that is trying to get, you know, make explosive plays by getting sacks and, you know, tackling the runner. He's always by the ball, but it is good that y'all got to talk to him after the game, and you can see how excited he is. Like, he just loves football.
Do you ever have to tell him to slow down when he's speaking to you?
Yeah, we were actually talking about it yesterday. He's like, man, was I talking too fast? And I was like, no, you're good, you're good. So we talked about it, and he obviously loves, you know, getting out there and playing, and he's just a great dude to have on our team.
Yeah, one more thing for me. So J.C. Jackson is having a great year. You know, they should let him miss practice more often, you know, if he's going to get two picks and a return for 88 yards. But how often do you go against, I guess, the ones in practice? And if you do, like, how much trouble does he give you?
Yeah, I think J.C. Is a great player, and he's very instinctual, and he has very good ball skills, and he has a really good feel for the game. So, obviously, early on in training camp and stuff, and OTAs, I got to go against him a lot, and, you know, you had to know when you're allowed to throw certain routes against him, and he makes plays on the ball. So, it is definitely good for both of us to go against each other and for the offense to go against him, and it's good work for everybody, so I'm glad he's having a good year, and he works really hard.
All right, we're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. And, Mac, I'm just curious how much you would watch a guy like Odell Beckham, you know, when you weren't in this league, and your thoughts on him as a player. And would you like to see the New England Patriots add him to this wide receiving core?
Yeah, I think Odell is a great player. Like you said, I definitely watched him growing up and stuff, and obviously that's not my decision, but we're open to, you know, have whoever that wants to come here and help us win. So you'll have to ask people with higher knowledge than me on that one, but, you know, we're not opposed to it at all. So,
okay, so this week's entry into the all-important Mac Jones Improvement Journal is what? We're going to add some music for this every time we ask it, moving on here. So we always – because, okay, so my thing, it's always your feet. Okay, I get it. You're always working on your feet. You're always trying to get that right balance. Okay, give me something that you're adding this week that and it can't be feet.
All right, I'll keep it simple. It's just throw it to the open guy.
All right.
I like that.
Hey, who's your favorite receiver, by the way?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You know, it was kind of a setup for you, Mac. It was because I was going to say the open one.
It doesn't have to do with my improvement journal.
Hey, last one for me real quick. So you guys – Mac, you're now 4-0 on the road, and you're 1-4 at home. You guys coming back to Gillette, you're going to host the Browns. So what does it take to reestablish that home field advantage? Like, I don't know if there's a coincidence or just the discrepancy in records home and road.
Yeah, I think it just comes back to us and doing what we know how to do, regardless of the location of the game. And we can't look too much into that. And we love our fans, and they do a great job. So we just got to play our best, and the results will take care of themselves.
All right, so the quarterback question of the week. Mac, you ready for this one? It's sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, Mac, a shameless plug by me in question. So on Wednesday, I'm starting a 25-hour radiothon where I stay up for 25 hours straight and do nothing but do sports talk to help raise money for the American Diabetes Association. So with that in mind, what's the latest or longest you've ever stayed up? Like, has Mac Jones ever gone on like a 40-hour bender where you get no sleep?
I don't know about that. Maybe back when I was like a little kid with my friends, we used to stay up all night, but not anytime recently, that's for sure.
So you've never gone like no spring breaks with the guys down in Fort Lauderdale or like, any of those little cool places all the college kids go? San Padre Island. What about a video game marathon?
Regardless of where you are, you got to get your sleep. So
8:30.
Maybe go to bed later, but definitely sleep in. And, you know, if you do decide to stay up a little later, you got to make sure you get some rest. So I'm wishing you good luck on this later this week.
Well, listen, if you're restless at like, you know, 2 a.m. in the morning and like the dog needs to go to the bathroom, call up the station and we'll chat and we'll just have a talk.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, he's looking for help. All right, listen, Mac, we appreciate taking the time, and good luck next week at home against the Browns. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right, the conversation with the quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off. And now it's time to review this week's powerful play brought to you by Enel. Sam Darnold threw three interceptions yesterday, including an 88-yard pick six to J.C. Jackson. Enel, the official energy partner of Gillette Stadium. That is Mac Jones, the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.